Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hello everyone, it's Charlie and welcome back to today's episode of the Two Chicks podcast. I feel like I haven't been in here in a while, so I feel like we have a lot to talk about. The new Morphe 2 quad sets thingamabobbers, those came out recently and I think that that's really fun. They're these stackable little, so they like come apart, you could stack them all together, and they have like four little compartments, and technically you don't have to use anything for anything specific, but it's kind of cool because it's like you have a glittery one and then more of a like shimmer and then a like creamy blush and then like a little lippy thing, which I think is cool, but they have it in a bunch of different colors, so it's super fun. I like to kind of mix and match and do whatever I'm feeling that day, you know, the usual. Also, the Talkies video came out, which was super cool. I actually did not see it first. I saw it on Twitter. I don't even know how you guys got that. I like went to go look for it after and I couldn't find it, but yeah. Ninja and I did our own little commercial things and it was super fun. I'm pretty proud of it. I've obviously been eating Takis for a very long time, but to get to do something like that with Ninja was super cool. And oh, let's look at the feedback. Wait, why are these comments so nice? Ooh, make a bag with just the Taki powder. I agree. I agree. Also, Ninja and I forgot, when did we meet? We met at NBA All-Star Weekend, like, back in literally 2019, maybe? Maybe not. When did I? I don't remember. I have, like, the worst memory on planet Earth. That's why doing a podcast is so difficult for me. I met Ninja a very long time ago, so it's cool to, like, be working together on something and both doing, like, the same campaign. I think that's super, super fun, especially because, like, we're both on such different like parts of the social media world. Like obviously I don't know how to game and he's really good at that. And I haven't seen Ninja's dancing abilities, but I assume Ninja can break it down pretty quick. Yeah, I'm not sure. I might have to look into that. Something else that happened. Chase and I went to the iHeart Awards, which was super fun. Literally, there's so much. This day started, oh my goodness. So this day for me, I'm going to tell you about my day because I'm very upset with how it happened. Basically, I had to wake up really early and my glam started. My glam was like 6 hours long, which is, it usually takes like an hour and a half for everything. But I got my extensions back, which like alone took a solid like 2 hours. And then I got my nails back, which lasted for like a whole 3 days before I had to cut them down for another shoot. And I didn't know that I had to cut them down until I got there and then they cut my nails off. So I was a little upset about that, but I got over it pretty quickly. So I got my extensions done. I got my nails done, and then I got my makeup done, and then I got my newly done extensions fixed. But before the hair and makeup, I had to retry on the dress because there were some more alterations that they had to do. So I had to try on the dress, and I had to take off the dress, and then do hair and makeup, and then put the dress back on. And then they put this like shimmer lotion stuff on your legs to make them look like smooth. That's Hollywood secrets for you. It's like literally like body foundation. It's like the coolest thing ever because I have like, obviously like on my on my arms and legs, like, it's not smooth because, like, I'm, like, a teenager and I trip and I fall down and I have, like, all these, like, weird, you know, normal teenage bumps and bruises, whatever. But it's, like, they put that on and it's, like, all smooth. But I did notice one thing about this dress, and maybe it's because it was a leg slip, but my calves looked killer in these heels. Oh, yeah, my dress had hearts on it. I thought it was, like, perfect because, like, I Heart and then America's Sweetheart, I thought it was, that was really good. I did try on one other dress that was, like, it was a low cut in the front, which looked a little bit, like, weird on me. It was, like, it's, like, this, like, 10-year-old trying to, like, wear their mom's dress. Like, that's how I looked in it. I don't know. But it was, like, black, but it was, like, a solid black dress as, like, a mini dress, and then, like, the bottom of it was, like, mesh and had sparkles on it. But I feel like I looked too much like a little kid. And, like, in the other dress, I feel like it was a little bit more my vibe. I don't know. I still don't know. But, yeah, I was happy that I got my hair fixed because Tawny, who does my extensions, she fixed those horrific bangs that I cut myself. Yeah, not it at all. I was really happy with how my hair turned out. In one of the pictures on, like, Getty, though, my hair looks absolutely horrendous, and I don't know what happened, but it was, like, in that one photo, it just looked really bad. Anyways, I met Elton John, which was really cool. Elton John was super nice. He was super smiley and waved at everyone, and it was funny to watch Elton John and Megan Thee Stallion interact. He seemed super nice. I didn't really get to talk to him. There was a lot of people there that were, like, that were actual musicians, and I'd rather them get their time to talk to their musician idols than, like, me, someone who's, like, not into music like that. So I kind of let everyone rock. We were just on the stage at the same time, but we kind of just, like, we were sitting on opposite sides, and I didn't want to interrupt any other conversations, so I just kind of kept to myself, as I do. But something else that's really cool is Megan Thee Stallion. This is my first time actually meeting her. She waved to me. That was really cool. I felt very special. I'm pretty sure I started shaking. But yeah, that was cool. I also saw Debbie Ryan, which is cool. I didn't say hi to her because I got nervous. And then Doja Cat, too. She looked so good. I, like, don't go up to people because I get, like, nervous. But I got to see a lot of people from, like, a distance. Also, like, I'm pretty sure half of the people, like, did not know. Way more than half. I'm pretty sure almost everyone did not know because they looked like, once again, this, like, 10-year-old that was snuck in here wearing their mom's heels. Oh, my goodness. I can't get over the fact that I look like a literal child whenever I try to dress up. That's the funniest thing to me because I don't mean to. I have, like, a baby face. So I look like, whatever, I'm over it. Oh, I wanted to talk to you guys about my new favorite chips. So I don't know if you guys have ever tried the Stacy's pita chips, but I don't know. I get on these weird waves where, like, I will eat this one food every 5 minutes for, like, the next 2 weeks before I get sick of it and never eat it again. But I do that with everything. But these Stacy's pita chips are the best things on planet Earth. And if you can, I suggest trying them because they're really good. So this weekend, my mom had a taco truck come to the house and make us food. And that was really good. And I ate that. And then we had a bunch of leftovers. So I ate it for, like, the next two meals. And I went in the pool and Erica and Maddie came over. And Avani came over, and we had so much fun, and I wore this yellow bathing suit that was pretty, and these new cool jean shorts, and my bangs were hanging out, and they don't fit behind my ears yet, so it's, like, at an uncomfortable length, because it just kind of, like, sits there. So, after the iHeart Awards, I was trending on Twitter, so at first it was, like, TikTokers trending Charlie. And, like, so it said, like, TikTokers trending in, like, the gray text, and then Charlie in the black text. And then it said Little Huddy trending in the gray text, and then it was Charlie. So, like, I was trending under the Little Huddy tag. I don't know. But something else that freaked me out was, like, another one said digital creators trending, and then it was Charlie. But then when you clicked on it, it like wasn't about me. So I got nervous. I was like, why am I trending on Twitter? I haven't even like done anything in like 3 weeks. I've just been like sitting in my room. So yeah, that was a fun experience. I started working out, which was fun. I like actually started hardcore working out and like going to the gym. And then I have like tailbone issues. So usually just like whenever I start to feel pain, I just like, I broke my butt because I hurt my, what is it called? Sciatica? Something like that. So basically whenever I start to like become active or anything, it like my butt just breaks. I don't know what to do about it. I'm trying to get it fixed though. It's because my core is so not strong that like I have to make up for it with like my horrible posture and everything. So it's just like my butt is just constantly trying to like fix everything else in my body because I have like a horrible sway back. I have no core strength. I'm like an absolute mess. So whenever I try to like fix myself, it has to get worse before it gets better because like, how are you supposed to fix your posture? I don't know. I tried to get one of those posture correctors. I got it on Amazon, but it didn't fit because I freaking like, my little noodle arms just slid out of it. I was like, what? I might get that like necklace that like buzzes whenever you like have bad posture. Maybe I should get a shock necklace for myself so like I can have everyone around me just correct my posture because it's getting bad. So when I went to go get it fixed, you know how I get like cupping a lot? It was the day before iHeart, so I couldn't get cupping on my back, but my butt was like it was the problem area for the day. And like I had to sit because I had to do a bunch of like interviews and such and things. So I was sitting for a long time, which like hurt it, you know? So I got cupping on my butt, and then like by the time this weekend came up, it still wasn't gone. So I was wearing a swimsuit and like you could see all of the like cupping. I don't know. I'm a mess. Don't even acknowledge what I'm saying right now. You guys would actually be really proud. I've been working out a lot. Well, not like in like this past week, but like before that. Oh my goodness, I'm getting my wisdom teeth taken out this Friday. Jeez, I don't know how that's supposed to happen. I'm like terrified, but also like kind of excited because I've always like wondered. Yeah, so basically I like had a lot of lower right jaw pain, and when I went to the dentist a few months ago, they like took x-rays and they were like, your wisdom teeth are growing in, like I'll probably have to get those out soon. So obviously in my schedule, it's a wee bit hard to find time where I could just have like a week off to like be completely MIA. So yeah, we decided that this Friday would be the best day for that. And I'm like kind of nervous. Because what if I like, I don't know. Apparently you can't like drink out of straws, which for some reason that just threw me for a loop. I don't know. I only like use straws. Like my hydro flask has a straw top. My coffee has a straw top. And like the reason I have so many straw tops is because if I don't have a straw top, I will spill on myself. And that's just inconvenient for like everyone. I don't know. Makes me uncomfortable because it doesn't make sense to me. So as a total outside perspective, because I literally don't really talk to any of these people fighting, there's a fight happening between the YouTubers and the TikTokers. Do I have any thoughts on it? Absolutely not. Will I go watch it? Possibly. I don't know. I kind of just want to see what happens. Maddie and I were talking about if we could fight, and I told her she was too tall for me to fight because I feel like she's a lot taller than me. But then we might fight. Actually, I don't know. Or should I fight Avani? I don't know. Avani has a lot of rage. I feel like she would stomp on me, and so would Maddie. I don't know. I'm fragile. I don't think I can fight. I might, though. What if I fought someone, like, totally unexpected? What if I fought Bryce Hall? No one would really think of that, but I feel like that would be a good fair fight. I'm just kidding, Bryce Hall, please don't like come and like kill me in my sleep. I don't know what you're all about. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really talk to anyone. I don't know much about things. Dixie. Dixie's my sister. She is a 19-year-old female. Birthday, August 12th, 2001, I believe. She's a Leo, so she's fierce. I feel like she's a rising Gemini, but I could be completely wrong. Actually, no, she's not a Gemini. Who else? Who else's star signs do I know off the top of my head? I know Noah's a Taurus. I know Chase is a Taurus. I know I'm a Taurus. I know Dixie's a Leo. Gemma's a Leo, which is so odd to think that Dixie and Gemma are the same. I know Emma Chamberlain is a Gemini. I don't know why that just came to the top of my head. Avani, she's in November. Avani's a little Scorpio. I don't know anything about astrology. I like to think that I can relate to people on like a deeper level if I like tell them like my star sign, but I honestly have no idea. I just know like I have a lot of Tauruses like around me for some reason. Like they just like to follow me around because I guess I'm a Taurus. But like it's so funny because I'll like go into like a deep thing and I'll be like, I'm just kidding. I have no idea what it means. I just like completely lied to you and you just totally believed me because I told you astrology. I don't know. I'm working on getting more into it. I'm like, I have a book on like all of the astrology that's with like my birth sign and like my birth time and like everything down to like where I was born, what time, everything. So it's cool. And then I've also kind of gotten a little bit more into crystals just because I got a lot of them gifted to me for my birthday. And like from what I've read up on, it's good if they're gifted to you because that means that like the universe found its way to give them to you. So I don't know. For some reason, those are like very important to me. I haven't bought any of my own yet. I've been more reading on the ones that I already have. But I don't know. What is Maddie? I feel like Maddie is like, she's January 20. Okay, January. So it's after January 20th. Yeah, Maddie would be an Aquarius. I'm just kidding. I literally have no idea what that means. What else have I been doing? I feel like I've been literally doing nothing. I've been like sitting in my room. Just, oh my goodness, I started puzzles. There are these online puzzles. I literally saw an ad for it on TikTok. Oh my goodness. It's called Mr. Logic. And I'm actually doing pretty good. It's like you have to like find the person. It's like something that I would have done in math class in like sixth grade. But now I'm doing it for my own enjoyment. And it's making me smarter, right? That's all I have for today. Thank you guys for listening. You can follow me on my socials at Charlie D'Amelio and such. Thanks for listening though. Appreciate it. See you guys next episode. Love you.
Two Chicks comes to you from Ramble, a Cadence 13 studio. You can listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes. Available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Bye.